Beautiful souls, welcome. I'm Dhwani and hope you all are doing lovely today. So let's tune into conscious relationships. Today I'm going to share with you something about the third chakra, that is the solar plexus or the Manipura chakra. The Manipura chakra is as radiant and bright as the sun dominating the dawn. Now, as we rise up through the seven blossoming chakras, we become more aware of our divine union with all things. We discover that the universe itself is a giant blooming flower in and of itself, and we are its slowly opening eye. Conscious awareness is upon us. Our vehicle is the divine feminine, the Shakti. And the conscious awareness is the divine masculine, the Shiva. So we are ready to be transformed, and fire will be the medium of our transformation. In our last video, we opened the Svadhisthana chakra or the sacral chakra, right? Kundalini has been awakened and has now moved up to the third level, that is the Manipura or the solar plexus. The fundamental quality of this chakra is transformation. The fiery aspect of this chakra makes it the seat of our unique identity, where we are free to project our power and charisma into the world. This is where our will to power and self-discipline become manifest, just as fire transforms solids into liquids and liquids into gas. The inner fire transforms our unconscious into conscious awareness. The Manipura is our energy center, radiating vital prana, the sum total of all energy that manifests in the universe throughout our entire body. It is the manifestation chakra. It is the action chakra. We create and we birth ideas in the sacral chakra, and we manifest through the Manipura chakra. Okay, the Manipura is symbolized by a yellow lotus with 10 fiery petals. It is located in the area of the solar plexus, just above the navel and below the chest. It is associated with the element of fire, the inverted red triangle. So the sun is a popular symbol, but its primary planet is actually Mars. The direct translation of Manipura is the city of jewels. The main deity associated with this chakra is the Hindu deity of Agni, that is god of fire, who has two heads. One denotes the creative aspect of fire and the other denotes its destructiveness. Right? Fire can be creative as well as destructive. It can be used to cook food, create food, or it can be used to destroy a building, right? He's ever young, being born and reborn every day in the crucible of his own fire. A lesser deity associated with this chakra is Rudra. His name has been translated as the Howler. And so he howls inside us, turning red with passion and a will toward a higher calling. It is also associated with digestion and movement. In this respect, our emotional self and mental correlate, which are found within intuition and gut feelings. When this chakra is balanced, we feel endowed to lead our lives with dynamism, power, and authority. Self-love is important here. When in tune and balanced, our solar plexus puts the ego mind or our small mind in check, and then the big mind or the higher mind is free to engage and feel the cosmic threads that bind and connect all things, boost self-esteem, respect for others, calmness, and initiative. You feel friendly, joyful, confident. By meditating on this chakra, one is set to attain the prana or the energy to create or destroy the world. It is such a huge energy. In this respect, an overactive solar plexus chakra can lead to arrogance, conceit, self-centeredness. And if this happens, we run the risk of becoming power-hungry, one right way, egotists. When this chakra is underactive or blocked, we tend to feel unworthy and have a low self-esteem. Our emotional state is one of depression and anxiety. We tend to be doubtful and mistrusting toward others. This kind of stress can lead to a plethora of physical problems like poor digestion, ulcers, diabetes, liver, kidney problems, anorexia, bulimia, even intestinal tumors. Now, if you observe Aries and Scorpio, these two zodiacs have very powerful solar plexus chakra. Aries and the third chakra are each ruled by the planet Mars. The solar plexus chakra is located above our navel, right? And it is instrumental in guiding the Aries people on gut hunches and other matters of intuition. So their impulses tend to be right in the pursuit of power for this very reason. When they feel it in their stomach moving, they feel the thing is theirs, you know, it's done, they can accomplish it. Aries people are very ambitious. Scorpio, they are often associated with the sexual impulse, but their ancient ruling planet of Mars lines up a little farther up their torso, above their navel. Their lust for power and ability to make the most out of a gut feeling makes this chakra their power center. Now, this chakra represents expansive consciousness, the will of power, a passionate consciousness, or dynamism. Okay, so in the psychic level, it controls our will, our ego, our individuality, our expansiveness, self-control, and practical intelligence. On the physical level, it coordinates the digestive processes and the activity of the organs in the abdomen. So if there are any energetical disturbances, that person will strongly struggle for personal power and the recognition of one's own rights, even at the expense of other people's well-being. Self-centered people, right? The characteristic element associated is the subtle energies of fire, and the sense organ associated is the eyes, and the sense is the sight. Okay, so the person who focuses intensely and meditates on this chakra gains the capacity of discovering secret treasures. Such a person, as said by the great yogi Swami Shivananda, that person will not be touched by any disease. He or she will not fear fire. Even if such a person stays in the middle of burning fire, not practically, symbolically I'm talking about, that is burning chaos all around you, he or she will not die, nor fear death. His or her will and strength are amazing. The will to survive in the most difficult situations and come out of it. Okay, as we already saw or heard in the previous videos, the first center of force, that is root chakra or the Mooladhara chakra, is dominated by the desire of survival, right? The second center of force, the Swadhisthana or sacral chakra, is associated to sexual experience, broadly to the perpetuation of the species. Now, the third center of force, our solar plexus, our Manipura chakra, is associated to the individual's behavior, which will allow him to solve his personal needs like clothing, shelter, food. That is developing his own personality. The main idea corresponding to this third chakra is respect yourself. The energies manifested at this level are oriented towards a better understanding of our own individuality and our own characteristic manner of manifestation. In our journey, what is our greatest challenge? Can you think of it? The greatest challenge we face is ourselves, myself, oneself. On the path of spiritual perfection or journey, we are compelled to face all kinds of problems that we need to face daily under circumstances that are meant to unveil our inner strength or weakness. So the main lesson on the third level is to create a powerful individuality of an identity separated from the group, not hiding behind the group. Coming forward, this third center is the magnetic core of the personality. It is related to the subtle energy of fire, and when the inner fire is harmonious, balanced, it favors the development of some qualities such as self-confidence, perfect health, dynamism, spirit of adventure, willpower, correct assimilation of the food, a high energetic level, the capacity of working long without getting tired. When Manipura chakra is activated, the person acquires the capacity of being effortlessly spontaneous, very dynamic, like the Aries, capable of leading impressive groups of people. Now, if the subtle fire is disturbed, feelings of irascibility or short-temperedness, impulsiveness, and conflicts may arise, leading to the preoccupation of controlling and dominating other people. What's the wrong way of leading people, right? So, the understanding and acceptance of our own person, the bond created with ourselves, is one of the most difficult spiritual challenges of a person. Usually, we direct the power of decision to the hands of someone powerful, someone above us, who we think is someone above us, whom we let to make our choices. So our lesson is to learn to accept ourselves as we are and to make the most appropriate decisions for ourselves. With each choice we make, we acquire a better control on ourselves, and our self-confidence and self-esteem enhances. We have to learn to choose. We have to learn to trust. While we measure our success in terms of material realizations, like we think that we have acquired this much of property, we have acquired this goal in life, in our professional lives, in careers, in materialistic things. I have these many cars, I have these many houses, I have these many properties. We think we are successful, but the universe measures our success in the term of our learning from life. What we have learned from our life, our mistakes, our experiences. The universe measures our success in the term of our soul evolution, because that is what we are going to take with us in our next life, and not these materialistic things. They are going to remain on the earth in the 3D world. So being spiritually mature does not mean sitting tightly in one's place in a passive attitude, just waiting for things to happen. But it means acting, taking chances, being guided by a higher intuition. In this respect, a wise saying goes like, a failed sailor is not the one who drowns, but the one who stayed on shore. So if you don't go to fight, then you are actually a failure, and you are not a failure if you go and fight and you die, right? At least you tried. When we firmly believe that our ideals are possible, the transformation begins for us. Developing self-esteem requires often an act of inner revolution. When we begin to separate ourselves from the mentality of the group and we begin to establish our own sense of self-security, finding one's inner voice is a significant realization from a spiritual point of view. That is what a spiritual growth, a spiritual journey is all about. Spiritual journey is not about doing yoga, doing meditation, wearing crystals. And no, spiritual journey is about learning, finding one's inner voice and trusting it, finding our true selves. Spiritual maturity represents the truth and courage required to express and preserve our ideas. Learning to respect and follow our inner values, we gradually replace the influences of the group with our own inner guidance. Once this process has begun, the next step that will naturally flow is a deep and powerful introspection on one's own person. Most often, a sincere self-analysis may lead us to the desire to focus on our relationship with God and on our purposes in life. The individuality represents the global character or ensemble of characters and specific aspects that differentiate one person from another, make us unique, right? Any living person is obviously different from the others, and that is what we have to respect. That is what we have to celebrate, our differences. Any person is an individuality who vibrates as one with certain energies from the universe. An individual is different not only through the quantity of energy, but also through its quality. Well, that was all I wanted to share for today. So stay tuned till my next video. It's going to be about the blockages of the solar plexus chakra. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in a beautiful journey of life, and thank you so much for listening. Have a good time. Bye-bye.